We have done this. This is the third Sunday, and this will be the, you can see it. For your peace, do not take them off, part three. Just the way Fessor is dressing, that's what the Bible is not recommending, but telling us, commanding us, do not put any one of these equipment off. Put them on all the time. We have talked about one of them. We talked about the belt of truth, that we have to know the truth, and the truth will set us free. And where do we find the truth? In the Word. Go to the Word, find the truth, put it as a belt. And last Sunday, Fessor was having this black belt. This belt, I remember Mike saying, it will give you stability, strength, for you to be able to even stand. Especially if you're doing a hard job. If you don't have this heavy belt, it's really hard. I won't waste your time going back to what we talked about. Today we're going to talk about the next weapon. And that weapon is the breastplate of God's righteousness. And that's covering your whole chest and around. We all know what breastplate is. And is the breastplate of righteousness. Remember that when Goliath started mouthing, just come here, I'm going to destroy you in a minute. Oh, are you coming to me? Do you think I'm a dog? You don't even come to me with something? And David said, you are coming to me with spear and javelin and all that stuff. I am coming in the name of the Lord. And you all know the rest of the story. So you are telling somebody, I am wearing the breastplate of righteousness. The person will be like, what are you talking about? What we are talking about is that your righteousness is from the Lord, not you. For by grace we are saved through faith. And it's not about you. It is the gift of God, not of works, so that nobody will boast. So if you have this thing just around you to know that whoever or whatever you think you are is just about God's gift, that God is calling you, just take on my own righteousness. You don't have to do anything. I have already provided it. Just take it on. So you know the truth first, that Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life, that it's only through Christ that you make it to heaven. Now know, because you now know the truth, it's now the righteousness of God that is wrapping around you. And so you do something bad, for example, and the devil is messing with you. Oh, you have killed somebody. You have done this. You have done this. Paul said, it's no longer I that live, but Jesus Christ who lives in me. So it's not about you. The righteousness of God must be around you, so you will not boast, and it will make you to stand when the devil starts to accuse you. I have Christ in my life. Praise the Lord. I know the truth. And so I have Christ's righteousness. And so don't be afraid to say, I am a saint of God. You are a saint of God because the righteousness of Christ is in you. He made us to be sinless, not because we did anything, but because he did something. He offered himself. So always remember this truth, that our righteousness is from Christ, not from you. You didn't contribute anything to it. Therefore, cover your own heart, cover your whole breast area with this. And the song says, it's no longer I that liveth, but Christ who lives in me. It's no longer I that liveth, But Christ who lives in me, oh yes, in me. Jesus Christ is living in me. It's no longer I that liveth, but Christ who lives in me. Just Christ in you, the hope of glory. Weapon number three, the shoes, the comfortable shoes of the gospel of peace. How does your feet feel? Is it ready to move out? That shoe that you have, the shoe to be ready to move. Remember, you now know the truth. Remember, it's the righteousness of Christ in you. And you need to let other people know to experience Jesus' righteousness in them. If you wear these shoes of peace, is the shoes that will make you comfortable to move anytime God calls you to move. And you see your friends, move, tell them about Jesus Christ. Sometimes we don't want to hurt people. We don't want to make people uncomfortable. So you hold this truth all by yourself. You hold this righteousness all by yourself. I don't think it's right. Use the shoes that make your feet so easy to move, that make your feet willing and happy and joyful because you love these shoes that will make you move. Go ahead and move. Move out. Tell them. They want to hear. How can they hear if somebody doesn't tell them? And how can somebody tell them if the person is not sent? Jesus is sending you. Go into all the world. All. Just pronounce this peace. Pronounce the truth that you already know. Pronounce the righteousness that you have covered yourself with. So be fully prepared because it's so beautiful. Weapon number four. The shield of faith. He said he wants to add something to what I'm saying. So this is the shield of faith. When the enemy is coming, just enemy, just accusing or trying to make you sick or trying to make you unhappy, depressed, it's the shield of faith that you say, So when he's coming, you are shielding it. You are being proactive. Even before it comes to you, you wage it. And what is faith? The evidence of things hoped for. Substance. You are hoping for something. I want to be healed. I want to have this. I want to be true. I mean, just strong in the Lord. Just whatever you are wishing, making a reality of what you are expecting. That's faith. If you use it, I'm telling you that the devil is trying to make you unhappy, trying to make you depressed. Because of that faith, you say, oh no, I have Jesus in me. Oh yeah, I know the truth. I know your gimmicks. Get out. That is faith. Can you use it? It's already provided. The reality of what you are hoping to get. Because our opponents will always, always bring arrows of fear, arrows of hopelessness, arrows of how can I face tomorrow, arrows of how can I get food to eat. I don't know what arrows, loneliness, self-pity, self-righteousness, all these things coming to you. By faith, you wage them. Stop, you devil. I know you. You can't make me unhappy. You can't make me depressed. God has given me all things that pertain to life and godliness. So get out. And he will. I guarantee it. Just try it. And you'll see that it happens. So when the arrows come, hold up your shield. And he will vamoose. Remember to make sure that you fix your thoughts on things that are good, things that are honest, because the righteousness of Christ is in you. Do you know that without faith, you cannot please God? You can't. It's not possible. And I will quote Hebrews 11:6, and it is impossible to please God without faith. Anyone who comes to him must believe that God exists and that he rewards those who sincerely seek him. You can't receive anything from the Lord without faith. That's the reason you need this shield of faith. Do everything to use the faith that you have, and do not even try to fight the enemy without faith. It won't work. It will never work. And so he starts talking to you. Oh, you are so lonely. Nobody likes you. Nobody loves you. You are all by yourself. And then you start entertaining it. And before you know it, you are so unhappy with yourself. You're unhappy with other people. You're unhappy with the world. You are depressed. But don't let him do that. Weapon number 5. The helmet of salvation. The helmet of salvation. A helmet, you already know about helmets, how it has the outer surface that we call the shell. It also has the inner layer that is soft, that helps to fit into the head properly and softly. And then you even have the straps that hold it so tightly. And that's the reason even motorcyclists, they have helmets. Even people that ski, they have helmets. And why do they have helmets? It provides cushion for any heavy knock on them. It protects the head from injury. It reduces the risk of death. It gives even the cyclist or anybody just a sense of safety. And that's why you see some of them, if they have helmet, they are driving like a because they are relaxed. They are believing that if anything happens, the helmet will protect them. That's what the helmet of salvation does for you. Are you saved? Are you? Are you sure you are? If you are saved, relax. Nothing will harm you. Guaranteed. If you are sure you have assurance of salvation, do not fear the world. He that is in you is greater than he that is in the world. And nothing shall by any means hurt you. Nothing. Guaranteed. 2 Corinthians 10:3-5. Indeed, we live as human beings, but we do not wage war according to the standards of the world. And so, when the Philistine saw David coming, how are you coming with me with all this little stuff? So you tell somebody, I am fighting the devil because I have salvation, because I know the truth, because I have the righteousness of Christ in me. Because of this, because people will be, uh-oh. But I guarantee you, you are a conqueror. You are a winner. Guaranteed. Weapon number 6. We are hurrying about time because I made you a promise last Sunday that we have basketball, Purdue basketball. Somebody said at 12. And I said, guaranteed, I'll let you go before then. And we have congregational meeting. So that's why we are rushing. So weapon number 6, the sword of the Spirit. The sword of the Spirit is the word of God. And I'll read Hebrews 4:12. Indeed, the word of God is living and active, sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing until it divides the soul and spirit, joints and marrows, and so on and so forth. This is a very powerful, very, very powerful, powerful, powerful weapon, the sword of the Spirit. Do you know that it's this sword of the Spirit that you can, like, the devil leaves. When Jesus was in the wilderness, the devil came and started talking. I can, if you do this, can you go up and then jump down? And Jesus would be like, it is written. Can you do this? Can you turn this stone into bread? And Jesus said, it is written. Do you know that with the word of God that you have in your heart, the devil says you are not good. You tell the devil, no. The Bible says, I am fearfully and wonderfully made. I guarantee it, the devil will disappear. And the devil says, you can't do this. You don't even have the strength. And then you quote to the devil, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. It's all in the word of God. Oh, that you are not loved. Nobody loves you. But God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. The devil lives. But do you know enough word of God to do that? The sword of the Spirit. You want to fight the devil for real and he will never come back to you? Use this. But you know you can't use it if you don't know it. Yeah, this is an 8-year-old. Bye. Love you.
So the chest plate, you actually have a chest plate in your ribs. So use that to protect your heart.
Thank you. Okay, yeah, he's telling us, yeah, even though we are talking about this, that you already have it, that your ribs are your breastplate. Use it. So use your ribs. Let your ribs, remind you. Remember that Samuel was able to do visual, tangible something to remind him of what God did. And he called it Ebenezer. So anything that reminds you, and Fessor has now told us, a physical thing that will remind you that you have Christ's righteousness, your ribs, use it. Just use it. Go ahead and use it. And the Lord will continue to bless us all the time. And he loves us so much. And he wants to do us good. Let us pray. Oh, Lord Jesus, help us to read your word. Help us to memorize your word. Help us to store it in our hearts so we can use it to scare the devil away. Thank you that you have promised us overwhelming victory that is in Jesus Christ. And we know that no weapon that is formed against us will prosper. Not even tongues that accuses us. That tongue will be condemned. That's what you have promised us, Lord. Thank you for all these weapons that you have provided. Help us to know the truth, and the truth will set us free. Help us to know your righteousness, dear Lord. The belt of truth will help us in our righteousness, O Father. Help us to spread the word. Anything, any issue that will not make us to spread your word, may we take it out and wear the right shoes, Lord. Help us, O God, to have the helmet of salvation, to be sure our names are in the book of life, even as our names are in this church, let our names be also in heaven to your glory. Thank you. Bless your people, Lord Jesus, I beg you. In Christ's name we pray. Amen.
Please stand for our next hymn, Stand Up for Jesus, on the back page. Of your bulletin. stand up for Jesus, the trumpet will obey. Dare not your own on the gospel Let us remain standing and say what we believe by reading in unison the affirmation of faith found in your bulletin. In the life and in death, we belong to God. Through the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit, we trust in the one triune God, the Holy One of Israel, whom alone we worship and serve. With believers in every time and place, we rejoice that nothing or death can separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen.
You may be seated. Okay. So. Let us pray. You answer, Lord, hear our prayer. We pray, Lord, for mercy and for hope in Christ. Lord, hear our prayer. We pray for our church members who are sick. We pray especially, Lord, for Jane Coleman and all the other people, Charlotte, Avery, and other people in our church who are sick. We pray, Lord, that you please heal them and bring them back to us. We pray for Russell, Jackie, Kevin, Bob, Kennedy, Betty, Cindy, Tracy, John, Sandy, Zachary, Terry, Jeff, Loelis, Don and Joy, Jack, Jean, Fred, James, Mary, Levi, Jerry, Bob, Bika, Jeanette, Ron and Harriet, Peggy, Rhonda, Bonnie, Nancy, Mike, Jim, Paul, Judean, the family of Matt Devine, Valerie, Bill, Terry, Lord, hear our prayers. We pray, Lord, for COVID, that it please disappears. We want it to disappear completely. Lord, hear our prayers. Thank you for listening to us this morning, Lord. And all the other prayers that we have, may you answer much more than we have asked you. Through Jesus Christ, who has taught us to pray, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen.